Heartwarming Life Changing New Life FM with Johnny Diaz, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. And in the studio, I have a special guest with me. It's Dr. Tim Riordan. I believe I said the name right.
That's correct.
Yeah. From the Sunrise Baptist Church in Noonan. And some people say, well, I remember Tim Riordan from other times. You used to be in Griffin at Crestview Baptist Church many years ago.
I did.
And we've been associated with you even as a ministry here when the Widow's House was built over in the western part of, or eastern part of Spalding County when Pastor Tim, not Tim, but
Norm Daugherty. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Norm is actually my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away. And I knew Norm from many years ago when I worked at another station in another state. But anyway, kind of interesting how it all works together. And but you've got a new book that's out called Songs from the Heart, Meeting with God in the Psalms. And you've, of course, been pastoring for many years. And talk a little bit about your church in Noonan first, Sunrise.
Well, I've been there about, it'll be 6 years in September. And it's a great fellowship. We've really enjoyed being a part of that community. We went there in September of 2008. It's an unusual church, a contemporary church, non-traditional, and the Lord's really blessed our work there. We have a small group ministry, do a lot of things in missions. It's a very strong worship church. Really enjoyed being there.
And if people might in the Noonan area might be interested in it, do you have a website or a way to contact you?
Yes, we do. It's sunrisebaptist.org is the church website, and we're on Shenandoah Boulevard. Actually, when I was a child growing up here in Griffin, we used to go ice skating in that facility.
Uh-huh.
And the church bought this facility and turned it into a church in 2003.
Wow, that's interesting. So yeah. you're familiar with that whole area then. Of course, you are from Griffin originally.
I am. That's right. I grew up here, graduated from Griffin High School in 1980.
Okay. All right. You're giving your age now.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the Songs from the Heart, Meeting God in the Psalms. Talk a little bit about the book and the inspiration for the book. Of course, the Word of God was, but how you were led to do this.
Sure. Every year I take a prayer retreat, a sermon planning retreat, and kind of look at my preaching, teaching ministry for the coming year. And so last summer when I was working on that, I knew I would be teaching through the Psalms this summer. And I was burdened by the fact Psalms, obviously 150 chapters, there's no way to cover that in 8 weeks. And so I began really praying about what to do so that my congregation could better experience the Psalms and really felt led to write this book. Now, it started out as a devotional. I was thinking, well, I could write devotions on 30 or 40 Psalms. And, of course, then the devotions turned more into a Bible study. And so it actually does cover 30 Psalms and 33 different chapters. There's like an opening, three chapters sort of introduces the book of Psalms. So originally it was written for my congregation, of course, and I published and would like to share it with anyone as they study the scriptures.
Okay, so when they start reading the book, what are they going to find out? You know, what's the main message in the book there?
Well, I want them to understand the Psalms really is a song from God's heart to us. It's interesting, the Psalms can be both God speaking to us and us speaking to God, and I really think that's one reason people connect with it so readily is because it really does connect with life and the struggles of life, and it expresses the psalmist's heart as they communicate with God. But all through it, you're going to hear God's song of love and compassion and grace and mercy, his reminder that he's always with us, but also his call to help us to rightly stand with him and as worshipers, you know, as disciples. And so I really believe the book of Psalms is a song of life. And we're going to find right in the middle of life, God is there, and he's going to walk with us through all the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Of course, David was one of the main writers of the Psalms, but there are some others in there as well. And you'll probably go into that as well. Now, you also are an author of other books as well. You're working on books. You've written some books.
That's correct. This past fall, I completed a book called Immovable, Standing Firm in the Last Days. It's not published yet. It's working through the publishing process, but it's really a call to the church to understand where we are, the signs of the times. We really are living in some difficult days, and it's really a challenge to engage in spiritual warfare. It's looking at spiritual armor with last days implications and how to put on the armor, how to engage, what the church must do to respond in these days. So hopefully that'll be out soon.
Are there is there a place people can find out more about the book or be
sure.
able to get the book?
Yeah, they could go to my, of course, they can find it on Amazon. They can go to my website, timriordan.me. my last name's a little unusual, R-I-O-R-D-A-N, but timriordan.me, and they can find, have a blog there. There's a link to the books and other things.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Tim Riordan, Dr. Tim Riordan, by the way, and congratulations on that. Let's see, you've been to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary and New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary with your different works that you've done in ministry, and at Sunrise Baptist Church in Noonan. And we'll be speaking more with him as we continue on New Morning Praise this morning on a Wednesday. Right now, it's Linda Randall to take us down by the riverside. That's Across the Sky and When God Ran. 23 minutes now after 8 o'clock, and continuing in the studio with us, Dr. Tim Riordan. He is the pastor of the Sunrise Baptist Church in Noonan, has a new book called Songs from the Heart, Meeting God in the Psalms, and we appreciate you staying with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, this book, you start the book off a little bit different. It's not just like an expository book on psalm after psalm, although it kind of develops into that. You started off kind of like a novel. Tell us about that.
Yeah, when I originally began writing it, I was thinking sort of devotions to go along with the teaching series I was doing this summer, and it turned into a little longer than just shorter devotionals. It's more of a Bible study. But I began to think, and I knew at the beginning I wanted to do sort of an overview of the Psalms, almost a little commentary style intro to the Psalms. But I got to thinking most people are not really into that, and I wanted to write something that would help them engage. So I created a fictional story about a family who lived in En-Gedi in 800 BC, and I wanted to talk about how they used the Psalms in their life at that period of time to try to help us see the original application of the book of Psalms to the life of the Jews. And so this family goes to Jerusalem for the Festival of Tabernacles. And so I created the story, but I pulled whenever the priest would do the morning sacrifice, they would sing a psalm. And so it would be the psalm that he would have sung, or when they began the processional with the Ark of the Covenant, there was a particular psalm they sang, or the Songs of Ascent or whatever. And so I would use that in the story to try to help the reader understand how the Psalms were originally used.
So Psalms are basically the hymn book of the Hebrew people.
That's right. They were a singing people. It was a part of their life, a part of their culture. And so the Psalms were not only a part of the Jewish festivals, the worship, but it was also just a part of daily life. They would sing the songs on their way to worship. They would sing the songs in response to certain events of life. And really, from that, you see it calls us to be worshipers, and that worship is a life. It's not just an event.
Hmm. Now, you've got this book coming out soon about Bible prophecy related to where we are in history today and how the church should respond to it. Give us a little more insight into that, and hopefully that book will be coming out soon here.
Yes, the first part of that sort of sets the tone, the fact that there's a lot of things going on around us, and people are asking, are we living in the last days? And so the first four chapters really sets that up as we look at some current events, we look at Bible prophecy, what's going on. But the real intent of the book is to challenge the church, because I do not believe we're ready for what is to come in the days ahead. It's to challenge the church to engage in what's going on around us, to put on the spiritual armor. I look at each piece of the armor. For example, the belt of truth is the first one that we're told to put on. And the Bible says in the last days will be great deception. And so it's to challenge the church. You've got to put on the belt of truth. You need to know what the Word of God says. Don't go along just with what's going on around us. Understand that the evil one will do many things to try to deceive us. There's false teaching, all kinds of things. So it's critical that the church put on truth, or right from the beginning, we're going to be in trouble and we'll be sucked into the deception of our age. Mm. And so I just look at each one of the different pieces of armor and talk about Bible prophecy related to that issue. The breastplate of righteousness, the Bible says the man of lawlessness will come. Of course, it's lawless. It's God's law, lawless of that. And so it's to put on righteousness, which is the righteousness of Christ. And so it just looks at each piece of armor with last day's implications.
Wow. I'm looking forward to reading that one when it comes out. And I know you're working on that. But you've done some other novels. You're also, you said your family's working on a book.
We are. We're working on a book called 31 Days to Successful Parenting.
All right.
It may take more than 31 days, but it's a challenge. It's really just something we're all doing together. I have six children, my wife. We've been married 30 years, and we wanted to do something just to encourage families. And so we are putting together sort of a 31-day plan to apply different principles to parenting, biblical principles. But I feel like we're writing it so that it could be engaged by a secular market as well, just so that we can help people to have stronger families. I think our families are under attack, and we need some strength in this area. And we have so many young couples that we know or talk to us who just really are asking for help. So we thought, well, we'll put together something that would help young couples as they sort of chart the course in their role as parents.
That's, you guys are really getting into the writing here. It's amazing. Yeah. Plus also all of your work with the church. At Sunrise Baptist Church in Noonan, you'd told us the website, that's sunrise.org.
sunrisebaptist.org.
Okay, sunrisebaptist.org. And what are your service times at the church?
We have worship at 10 o'clock. We're a small group church. We have small groups that meet throughout the week for Bible study and community. We do have a few groups that meet on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, sort of like Sunday school. The way our facility is designed, we do not have room for adult Sunday school, which is why we use small groups. But we do have some groups that meet on Sunday morning, so some people like the Sunday school feel, so they'll come at 9, but our worship begins at 10.
Mm-hmm. And the church is located, once again?
It's at 6 Shenandoah Boulevard in Noonan.
Okay, 6 Shenandoah Boulevard. And if they're interested in your books, where can they go?
If they would go to my website, which is timriordan.me. My last name is spelled R-I-O-R-D-A-N, Tim Riordan. People have a hard time with that. To me, I'm like, well, it's spelled like it sounds, but, but evidently not. But timriordan.me. And if they'll just go to that, there's a link on there too where they can find my books.
Would you stay with us? And just a few minutes, we're going to be praying on the Throne of Grace program. It'd be a real privilege if you would stay with us and pray with us during that time.
Be honored to, Jim.
Okay. That's GB5 here on New Morning Praise, and we're going to have a special edition of the Throne of Grace program this morning as Pastor Tim Riordan has decided to stay with us, and he'll be praying with us here. And so what I'm going to do, Pastor, I'm going to go ahead and read these requests, and then I'll let you lift them before the Throne of Grace.
All right.
We've got someone that's praying for their son that's suffering from a lot of anxiety, and just asking the Lord's touch there for a man that's having heart stents put in today, that all would go well with that. Also for a nephew that's in ICU, that he's doing better. We thank the Lord for that, but pray for his continued healing. Someone with a financial need, as well as wisdom from the Lord, and a sister and a cousin that both have physical issues and need healing. Also for reconciliation between a son and a daughter. Someone praying about their outreach involvement in their community, and also some marital issues that we need to lift up. A couple of sons that are going through financial issues, a daughter that's in the hospital with a physical need, and praying for another young man that needs salvation, and let's see, a couple of ladies with a couple more marital problems. Another family, an unspoken need of some issues with a family there with four children involved, and the parents have both passed away, so those children are orphaned and need to be have their needs met and find a home. And also another financial need, as well as repairs needed on a home. So, Pastor, we'll let you lift these needs and whatever the Lord lays on your heart.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our God and our Father. Thank you for caring for us and loving us as you do. Thank you for being the God of all comfort and the God of all peace. And I know some of these who have called in have some significant issues in their life that they really need your grace and your help. And so we lift them up, those with physical problems. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, you're our healer. And we come to you, God, knowing that you can touch and you can heal and you can encourage. And I pray that you would do that today for the one having the surgery. I just ask for your peace and for your power to be demonstrated through these circumstances in his life. Father, for these with marriage problems, I know that you've designed the home. You've established it. You want our marriages to represent your love for your church. And so I pray for these marriages. I pray your hand be on them. I ask that you'd walk through them through this time and restore these relationships. For those with financial problems, thank you, Father, that you are the one who supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so we pray for them and we ask for your provision. We pray that you would use this time to just remind them that you are the one, you're the God on whom we can call. And I pray that you would just draw them close and remind them of your presence and your care And I pray you'd use this time in their life to encourage them and to accomplish your purpose. I know that you have a plan. Your greatest desire is that you would first, we'd know you as our Savior and Lord, but then also that you would secondly shape us into the image of your Son. And I know you're going to use these circumstances to accomplish that. And so I pray that your will would be done in each circumstance, that you would use them to shape their character, to mold their life, that every day they could become more and more like Jesus. Father, we pray for our churches today. We pray, God, that your hand would be upon our churches, that we would seek hard after you, and that we would deal with the issues in our own personal lives, and that we would seek to know your word and to know your truth and apply it to every circumstance. We know we're living in troubling times, and we look around us, we can't help but be concerned about the circumstances, not only here in our own country, but all over the world. We see evidence of the evil one doing all manner of things to interrupt what it is that you want to do in the world. But God, we're grateful. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And so we can call out to you today and ask for you to accomplish your purpose in the world. And God, give us the wonderful privilege to be used by you to spread your gospel and make a difference in these troubling times. So Father, I pray that you would undergird us, that you'd help us to stay focused upon our call and understand that we have the Lord Jesus Christ living within us. And when things go on around us, Father, that we would not face them with fear, but we'd face them with faith and know that you have a plan and you're working us toward that plan. So God, thank you for being here. Thank you for walking with us, for being with us in times. Thank you that we can call out to you and find comfort and encouragement and peace and hope, that you're the God of hope. So Lord, all these requests that were called in, different needs, different things, you know their needs far greater than I do. I pray, Father, your hand be upon each family, upon each individual. Thank you that we can trust you to be the God who answers our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Christine DeClario at about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock on a New Morning Praise for a Wednesday. And we're kind of wrapping things up here with Dr. Tim Riordan, pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church in Noonan, talking about his book called Songs from the Heart, Meeting with God in the Psalms. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this book? Challenge people to maybe pick up a copy and check it out?
Sure. I wrote the book to encourage people to get into the Word of God and to study the Scriptures. The book is really, I picked 30 different psalms. There's 33 chapters that focus on the different psalms. There's some personal stories and some different things along the way, but it's really just to open up the Scriptures and to help them apply them to their lives. So I hope it would encourage people, and I think that it will, and challenge them in their walk with Christ. You can get on Amazon. If you just go to Amazon and search for my name, that's probably the best way. Or go to my website, timriordan.me.
Mm-hmm. TimRiordan.me.
Right.
Now, that's a new domain.
It's different, .me. Yeah. we set it up originally as a blog, and then I expanded it into a full website. I plan to put all my other books and things on there as well.
You are working on other books. He's done some novels. You've done some Christian novels, and then you've got this book. You've got the book you're working on about Bible prophecy and the armor of God, and then a parenting book that your family's working on. You're busy.
We've got a lot going on, I do.
And, of course, pastoring the church. Once again, tell us a little about the church and where it's located in Noonan for folks who may be interested.
Sure. It's Sunrise Baptist. It's on 6 Shenandoah Boulevard. You can go to our website at Sunrise with an O, sunrisebaptist.org, and you can get a lot more information about us. But we're sort of on the east side, on the Peachtree City side of Noonan, not too far from Interstate 85, just off Bullsboro. Mm-hmm. And we are a contemporary, non-traditional congregation. I'm a Bible teacher. That's really my heart as a Bible teacher. It's a great fellowship. God's really blessed our church, and I just love being there. My family loves it. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience for us these 6 years.
And the service time's at 10 a.m. Sunday morning?
10 o'clock Sunday morning, that's correct.
And you have small groups that you do during the
week?
We
do have small groups during the week. We also have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 6:30.
Okay. Well, as we wrap up, is there anything the Lord's laid on your heart maybe that you'd like to say to our listeners, just as a pastor and working with people and sensing God's Spirit?
Sure, I have a real burden for what's going on in the world around us, which is one reason I wrote the book on prophecy. I'm burdened for the church. I just want to challenge believers to get into the Word of God and seek the heart of God. God is a God of grace. He's a God of the second chance. experienced that in my life more than once. I find that God is gracious and ready to meet us where we are and pick us up, dust us off, and help us to find new life and new hope. And so I just encourage people to seek hard after God. If they've hit some rough spots in their life, whether it's their own doing or someone else's doing, I just encourage them to go to the Lord and find His grace and peace, and He'll help you find a new beginning. You'll find Him in His Word. You'll find Him in prayer. You'll find Him in worship. And part of my desire with Songs from the Heart is to just challenge people to meet God in worship, and the Psalms is a great place to start for that.
Wow, great. Well, we appreciate you making the trip over here from Noonan to be with us on New Morning Praise and talk about your book, talk about your ministry. This is Dr. Tim Riordan, R-I-O-R-D-A-N. You're originally from Griffin.
That's right.
You pastored at Crestview Baptist Church for many years here, and now the Lord's led you to Noonan, and we appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me.
God bless.